at VOA 1, the hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
On today's program, you will hear stories from John Russell, Gregory Stockel, and Dominic Varela. Later, Andrew Smith presents this week's Health and Lifestyle Report. Finally, we continue our U.S. Parks series by visiting Yellowstone National Park. But first, in Maine's Down East area, large forests and ocean meet in one of the last undeveloped places on the U.S. East Coast. The area is also the setting for the Worcester family's big vision. It involves building the largest flagpole in the world. It would reach higher than the Empire State Building. And at the top of the flagpole, an American flag bigger than a football field. To supporters, the $1 billion project, financed in part by donations, would unite Americans and remind them of shared values at a time of political divisions. But so far, the project, called the Flagpole of Freedom Park, has been a big subject of debate. Columbia Falls, with a population of 485 people, is the place closest to where the pole would rise. People there have different ideas about whether the project is a good idea.
Morrill Worcester is the founder of Worcester Wreath and the main force behind the project. He described the goal this way: "We want to bring Americans together and unite a divided America." But some local people have raised questions about the project. Does the quiet area want the visitors it would bring? Would the project hurt the land? How should one balance development and environmentalism? The flagpole alone is a big proposal. It would be around 445 meters tall. Elevators would bring people to viewing areas where they could see Canada. One worried resident said, "It's like putting the Eiffel Tower in the Maine wilderness." Morrill Worcester also imagines a village with living history museums telling the country's story through veterans' eyes. There would be restaurants, event buildings, and monument walls with the name of every veteran who has died since the American Revolution, about 24 million names. In Columbia Falls, many were surprised by the size of the project. It would require cutting down trees for parking spaces and building housing for hundreds, maybe thousands of workers. "This is the last wilderness on the East Coast," said Marie Emerson, whose husband, Dell, is a longtime blueberry farmer and university research farm manager. She said the natural environment makes the area special. A large development could destroy forests and wild blueberry areas that have been here for thousands of years.
But behind the beauty lies an economy where many are struggling. The area has some of the state's highest unemployment and poverty rates. The area's residents are among the state's oldest. The area is dealing with an opioid abuse problem. There is a joke people tell in the area. It goes something like this: "We may send lobsters blueberries, and wreaths to the world. But our biggest export is young people looking for work.
After the project became public knowledge, town residents began taking sides. Some saw Wooster as a quiet man trying to do something good. Others saw a businessman used to getting his way, trying to force his version of America onto others. Patriotism, critics say, is not measured by the height of a flagpole. But divisive political debates are not good either, said Jeff Green, a contractor and one of three members of the town's select board. What we're desperately in need of in this area in the country, or in the world as a whole, is the ability to listen to somebody you disagree with in an attempt to find something of value, he said, adding, even if you disagree with them. The Wooster family has support and donations. It has not announced how much money it has raised. Mike Wooster is one of Moral Wooster's sons. He said in a statement to the Associated Press that the family respects the wishes of town residents who want more time to study the proposal. And so, that is how the project stands for now. It represents a moment in the life of a town. It also shows how the love of home and of country can be powerful and can sometimes be at odds. Peter Doak, an Army veteran, knows Moral Wooster as a humble but determined man. Doak describes his friend as a visionary. He describes it like this. People thought Walt Disney World, built in a Florida swampland, was a crazy idea. They thought Mount Rushmore was very strange and unusual. Both are now treasured in the United States. He's going to build that flagpole, Doak says. So why shouldn't it be Columbia Falls? I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
The Earth set unofficial record high temperatures last week. Scientists said they were a clear sign of how pollutants released by humans are warming the environment. But the heat is also just one way the planet is telling us something is seriously wrong, they added. Heat sets the pace of our climate in so many ways. It's never just the heat, said Kim Cobb. She is a climate scientist at Brown University in Rhode Island. Dying coral reefs, more intense storms, and the wildfire smoke that much of North America experienced this summer are other signs of climate troubles. The increasing heating of our planet caused by fossil fuel use is not unexpected, but it is dangerous for us humans and for the ecosystems we depend on. We need to stop it fast, said Stefan Rahmstorf of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. Other recent natural events also show that climate change has entered new territory. Most of the planet is covered by oceans, which have taken in 90% of the recent warming caused by planet-warming gases such as carbon dioxide and methane. In April, worldwide ocean temperature rose to 21.1 degrees Celsius, which scientists believe was caused by a combination of planet-warming gases and the early El Niño formation. El Niño is a period of warming Pacific Ocean waters. Newly published data from the Copernicus Climate Change Service documented exceptionally warm ocean temperatures in the North Atlantic, and it documented extreme sea heat waves near Ireland, Britain, and in the Baltic Sea. High levels of wildfire smoke are more common on the West Coast. But recently, several rounds of wildfire smoke from wildfires in northern Canada brought dangerous air quality levels to eastern North America. Scientists say that climate change will make wildfires and smoke more likely and intense, and that the East Coast will see more of it. The current El Niño formed a month or two earlier than usual. It replaced La Niña that, with its cooling of Pacific waters, kept worldwide temperatures down. That means that it will have more time than usual to strengthen. The World Meteorological Organization predicts there is a 98% chance that at least one of the next 5 years will be the warmest on record. One of these years would be temperatures from 2016, when an exceptionally strong El Niño was present. Scientists are watching Antarctic sea ice shrink to record lows. On June 27th, about 11.7 million square kilometers were covered by the ice sheet. Data from the National Snow and Ice Data Center found that the amount was almost 2.6 million square kilometers, less than average for that date, for the period from 1981 to 2010. Put another way, an area nearly four times the size of the American state of Texas was gone from the ice sheet. I'm Gregory Stockel.
Team of scientists has observed time moving slower than usual in quasars of the early universe. This effect is known as time dilation. Quasars are some of the brightest things in the universe, and scientists use them as clocks to keep track of time in the past. They are created by extremely large black holes, many times more massive than the Sun, often in the center of galaxies. Black holes take in matter by gravitational pull and release radiation. That release is a quasar. The scientists studied the brightness of 190 quasars that existed about 1.5 billion years after the universe was created. They compared the brightness of those quasars to some that exist today. They found that some movements that happen over a specific amount of time now were five times slower back then. Famous scientist Albert Einstein proved that time and space have been growing in all directions since the start of the universe. Scientist Geraint Lewis is an expert in astrophysics at the University of Sydney in Australia. He led the study, which appeared in the publication Nature Astronomy. Lewis said the expanding universe is why time flowed slower billions of years ago. However, time did not feel like slow motion. If you were sent back in time, a second would feel like a second. But a second would take 5 times as long for a person today. Lewis said, "In modern physics, time is a complicated thing." Scientists had reported time dilation from 7 billion years ago by studying supernovas, the explosions of huge stars at the end of their life. Over time, the light created by supernovas disappears. Scientists studied explosions from billions of years ago and saw that they happened much slower than compared to now. We cannot see individual exploding stars from a set distance away, so scientists are not able to study the early universe that well. Quasars are much brighter, so scientists are able to observe the activity from much further away and deeper in the past. What is observed over time is the quasar brightness. This fluctuates up and down, the result of lots of complicated physics in the disk of matter spinning around a black hole at almost light speed, Lewis said. I'm Dominic Varela.
U.S. officials gave full approval last week to Leqembi, a drug that moderately slows Alzheimer's disease. The disease affects the brain, causing memory loss and dementia. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approval means the government's health coverage, Medicare, and other health insurance plans will help pay for the drug's cost. The FDA approved Leqembi for patients with mild dementia and other effects caused during the early stages of Alzheimer's. Leqembi is the first medicine shown to moderately slow the mental loss caused by Alzheimer's disease. The drug helps remove proteins that stick together and damage the brain. Final approval came after the FDA considered a study of 1,800 patients. The study showed the drug slowed losses in memory and decreases in thinking by about 5 months in those who received the medicine compared to those who received an ineffective substance. The drug carries a warning for serious side effects, such as possible bleeding in the brain. The warning notes that these side effects are found in other drugs that target harmful brain proteins. Last year, Medicare announced it would not pay for the drug unless the FDA gave it full approval. As a result, Alzheimer's patients and people supporting them pushed for final approval. A year's supply of Leqembi costs about $26,500. It is injected every 2 weeks. Some experts worry the drug's cost is too high. Medicare pays healthcare costs for about 60 million Americans aged 65 or older. Medicare Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure confirmed last week that the program will begin paying for the drug now that it has full FDA approval. But the government is also requiring patients who receive the drug to enter a program that will collect information about the drug's safety and effectiveness. Medicare will cover this medication broadly while continuing to gather data that will help us understand how the drug works, Brooks-LaSure said. Some Medicare patients may have to pay for 20% of the cost of Leqembi. However, the amount will depend on the details of their insurance coverage plan. Hospitals and medical clinics have said it might take time to get people started on the drug. Doctors will need to test patients for the sticky brain proteins targeted by Leqembi. Nurses need to learn how to give the drug, which needs to be administered by intravenous injection. Patients must also undergo regular brain scans to look for bleeding or swelling. These brain images carry extra costs for hospitals. Japanese drug maker Eisai developed Leqembi. The drug is co-marketed with Biogen, a company based in the eastern U.S. state of Massachusetts. Some Alzheimer's experts say patients or their families might not notice the moderate difference the drug makes. But federal health advisors said the difference was important enough for them to suggest in June that the FDA approve the drug. I'm Andrew Smith.
That was Andrew Smith with this week's Health and Lifestyle Report. Andrew joins me now to talk more about the story. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Listening to the story made me think of how we talk about risks versus benefits. The drug Leqembi clearly has some benefits, or good and helpful results. But taking the drug also comes with health risks, right?
Yes, Ashley, you are correct. One of the risks is swelling in the brain. When something swells, it increases in size. And that is usually because too much fluid, such as blood and water, is within an area in the brain. And the other risk is bleeding in the brain. These are both dangerous. So that means doctors, patients, and family members may be asking themselves, do the benefits outweigh the risks? In other words, is the benefit of slowing memory loss and other problems with thinking worth the risk? And even with insurance, the drug can be expensive. So these are important things to think about.
Well, thank you again for that report, Andrew, and thanks for joining me on today's program.
It was my pleasure.
Yellowstone National Park became America's first national park in 1872. The National Park Service was formed 44 years later in 1916. Yellowstone, which is mostly in the state of Wyoming, is considered an example of the success of the national park system. Humans have been present in Yellowstone for more than 11,000 years. The first organized exploration of the area, which lies close to the continental divide of North America, took place in 1870. Those first organized explorers must have seen right away how special the land was. Yellowstone contains beautiful mountains, deep canyons, lakes, and rivers. The name Yellowstone comes from the river running through the area. At first known as Rock Yellow River, it became known as the Yellowstone River. Yellowstone is host to many different species of plants. However, the park is most special because of what lies underneath it. It sits on top of an ancient supervolcano known as the Yellowstone Caldera. The caldera is 48 by 72 kilometers, and it remains an active volcano. It is believed that the last time the volcano exploded or erupted was 1.5 million years ago. The area has had 3 major eruptions in the last 3 million years. Experts say it may erupt again in another 1,000 to 10,000 years. But each year, there are thousands of earthquakes at Yellowstone. Most are too small to be felt by people visiting the park. Yellowstone is filled with the beauty of many thermal or hot water springs. Of all the geothermal places in the world, half are in Yellowstone. In places of geothermal activity, hot water and gases are trapped under the Earth's crust. In places like Yellowstone, they rush to the surface in the form of hot water and steam to form geysers. There are more geysers and hot springs in Yellowstone than anywhere else on Earth. The most famous geyser is Old Faithful. It erupts about every hour or hour and a half. The eruption can last from 1.5 minutes up to 5 minutes. The amount of hot water it expels in that time can be as much as 31,000 liters or more. In addition to its beauty and wonder, Yellowstone is an animal sanctuary. It is home to the largest group of wild animals in the lower 48 United States. As you travel through the park, you can sometimes see them in their natural habitat and hear their calls to mate and defend themselves. Listen to this elk's bugle. There is still a Wild West in America, and its name is Yellowstone. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm